Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Pretty in Punk, the punk rock podcast. I am your host, Fiona, your girly girl guide to the world of punk and rock music. And today's topic is really fun. I'm excited for it. I feel like the past few episodes have been very like informational and deep dives, but this one's just fun. And I'm excited for it. So I want to talk to you guys about some video games that have incredible punk and rock soundtracks. There are so many, so let's get into it. In the world of video games, the soundtrack is crucial to just world building and creating the story of the video game and immersing yourself into the game. And it's more than just like the background score of the game, right? It's the driving force that fuels the gameplay, the atmosphere, and the immersion. And for punk fans, there are certain games that have these really hard-hitting punk soundtracks or certain parts of the game that feature punk music. And I feel like punk music and just rock music in general is perfect for a lot of games because it's just intense, it's in your face, and it's high energy, and it's perfect for games that are like racing games, sports games, games like GTA. Punk music is perfect for that. It is just the perfect way to really immerse players into the atmosphere. And having punk music in video games and featuring songs, whether they are classics or newer hits, it's a great way to introduce younger players as well to the world of punk music. It allows them to discover this whole new genre of music that they never may have thought to even listen before by playing these games that they love. This list is going to explore some of the best games that have really embraced the punk attitude and placed punk music into their games. And they remind us of why punk's high energy is just perfect for these virtual worlds. So while there are many games that feature punk music, let's dive into just a few of the most notable ones that feature a lot of songs or maybe a lot of popular songs, both classic and new. So the game that I want to start off with, I feel like I just could not make this episode without, and you are probably already thinking about this game when you think of video games correlating to punk music, and that is Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2. So Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2, it was developed by Neversoft and published by Activision in the year 2000. So this game is a millennium baby. It was first released for the PlayStation. However, there were also subsequent ports, as well as the Nintendo 64, Sega Dreamcast, Game Boy Advance, and so on and so on. There are many other platforms that this game is on, but it was originally released for the PlayStation. It features the series' trademarked open-ended gameplay, in which the player, who is playing as a professional skateboarder, completes a numerous amount of missions which result in cash prizes. And with the money gained, the player can then purchase skill improvements, better skateboards, etc., etc. It was also the first in the Pro Skater series to feature the Create a Skater and the Park Editor features, which are now staples in the series. Now, if you are familiar with this game, you may know how insanely popular it is. I mean, I know people that still play this game to this day, and it is 24 years later. This game is pretty iconic, and it was met with some incredible critical acclaim, reviews, and sales. Now, while this isn't a video game podcast, I won't be going so crazy into details with this game and the rest of the games when it comes to sales, history, and behind the scenes facts and all that. This is a music podcast, so we will be focusing on that. But being that this game is so insanely popular and so notable, I really want to talk about that with this game. So Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2 was met with universal critical acclaim upon release, and it remains the best reviewed PlayStation game of all time. Following its release as well, this game was also the top selling PlayStation game for two consecutive weeks. And as of 2020, according to Forbes, this game has sold over 1.4 billion copies. So needless to say, this game was and still is a phenomenon. One of the things that this game is known for, I would say, is its soundtrack. I think that is a really quintessential part of this game. And I feel like a huge part of skate culture is punk music. A lot of people that I know that are heavily involved in skateboarding and that whole community are very big punk music fans. So I think adding this music into this game was just the perfect touch, and it was honestly a very smart choice. This game overall is known for its very 90s centric music, punk, rock, and hip hop alike. It features artists like Bad Religion, Rage Against the Machine, Anthrax, so on. There are so many iconic artists, and even some of my personal favorite songs are featured in this game. This soundtrack is just the perfect complement to this game, and I think it really stands out when it comes to video game soundtracks. So I want to go down the list and not mention all of them, because that would just go on forever and ever. This game and a lot of games have very lengthy soundtracks and track lists, so I don't want to bore you with naming literally every single song. So I'm just going to choose a few standouts to mention to you so you can kind of immerse yourself in what this game soundtrack is like. So some of the songs include Blood Brothers by Papa Roach, Bring the Noise by Anthrax and Public Enemy, Guerrilla Radio by Rage Against the Machine, You by Bad Religion, May 16 by Lagwagon, and Five Lessons Learned by Swingin' Utters. So needless to say, this game is a cultural phenomenon, still is to this day, one of the best-selling games ever. And its soundtrack is so iconic. Again, that's just to name a few songs, but I was honestly having so much fun looking at all of these and seeing all of the songs that are in there, whether they were punk or not. The next game that I want to mention is another that I really could not make this video without, and that is Grand Theft Auto 5, aka GTA 5, which was released in 2013, developed by Rockstar North and published by Rockstar Games. It's an open world action adventure game, and it is the fifth main entry in the GTA series. So just as a little background, this game just follows three main characters, Michael, Trevor, and Franklin, each with distinct backgrounds and personalities, and players can switch between these characters and experience different perspectives of the storyline, which centers crime, heist, and these characters' intertwined lives. And GTA 5 features a massive open world map. I think that is one of the really driving features of this game, is the open world feature. The game is set in the fictional state of San Andreas in the city of Los Santos, which is supposed to be based on Los Angeles. Players can explore, complete missions, engage in side quests, and other various activities like racing, skydiving, golfing, etc. GTA 5 also has a massive online multiplayer mode, so that way you can play with friends while you guys are not in the same room. You can create characters of your own, complete other various missions, and interact with people online. And overall, this game has sold 200 million copies worldwide as of August 2024, so that was fairly recently, and I'm sure that the numbers will only go up from here. So as for the music, there are various radio stations that you can play in GTA while you are driving in the car, and these include tons of different stations like hip-hop, classic rock, pop, and of course one specifically for punk rock, and there are so many incredible songs featured on this and just overall. And I love the fact that they have these different radio stations because it caters to any type of player and any type of music fan, so it almost feels like customizable to you. So the punk station of course mainly features punk, but there are a few just like rock and grunge songs on here as well. So we have Amoeba by Adolescence, My War by Black Flag, Rock House by Circle Jerks, Social Parasite, Alice in Chains, Don't Push Me Around, The Zeros, Los Angeles by X, Bored of You, Agent Orange, Pervert by Descendants, What's Next by Off, Subliminal by Suicidal Tendencies, Lexicon Devil by The Germs, Life of Crime by The Weirdos, and Blown Away by Youth Brigade. That is just to name a few. There are many others, and of course, all of the others on the other radio stations as well. So I urge you to look into that and check out all of the radio stations, because again, I was having a blast checking out all of the music featured in these games, and I urge you to do the same. The next game that I want to talk about is Forza Horizon 3. I will say I was doing a lot of research on these games before making this episode. I heard a couple people pronounce it Forza. But I have heard other people pronounce it Forza. And if anyone knows which it technically is, please let me know. But I did hear Forza more, so I will be pronouncing it that way. But if I'm wrong, you know, please give me the benefit of the doubt. I've never played this game before, but I really want to talk about this one. So Forza Horizon 3 is a 2016 racing game developed by Playground Games and published by Microsoft Studios for Xbox One and Windows. It's the 9th installment in the series and the 3rd installment in the Forza Horizon sub-series. And the soundtrack of this game features 148 songs through 8 different radio stations. And each of these radio stations that you can play have different genres and their own radio DJ. And in this game, this radio station stood out to me immediately. They have one called Epitaph Records, which is a direct reference to Epitaph Records, which is an American independent record label owned by Bad Religion's guitarist Brett Gurewitz. And if you know me, you know I'm a very big Bad Religion fan, and many of my favorite bands are under this label, actually, so this immediately caught my attention. And this radio station in the game features punk, pop punk, hardcore, post-hardcore, many genres that fall under those categories that are all from bands from this record label, Epitaph Records. And in this game, the host slash DJ of this radio station is Keith Buckley, who is the front man of Every Time I Die. So let's list off some songs that are featured on this radio station in this game. We have Anxiety by Bad Religion, The Gold Song by Bouncing Souls, Spineless and Scarlet Red by Descendants, It Remembers, Every Time I Die, Make Me Dumb, Joyce Manor, Get It Right, The Offspring, Greed by Pennywise, Fall Back Down by Rancid, Gold by Sleeping With Sirens, as well as many others. But that, again, is just to name a few. So I love this. I love that they have Epitaph Records featured in this game, and I can't believe I never knew this until now. So next, let's talk about the Skate franchise, which is a skateboarding video game franchise created by Electronic Arts, aka EA. And the Skate franchise is available for many different gaming platforms, such as PlayStation, Xbox, even Nintendo Wii. There's many platforms that you can get this game on. And this game is a standout in the skateboarding video game world because it is known for its realistic physics and its flick control system, where players use the analog stick to control tricks. Currently, the games in this series are Skate, Skate 2, Skate 3, and Skate It. However, it was just announced this year that after a 15-year hiatus, they are coming out with a new Skate game in 2025. So if anyone is a fan of this game, stay tuned and get excited for that. Now, the whole Skate franchise features so many punk and rock songs alike, as well as some other genres in there as well. However, there were so many punk songs that stood out to me, and the list was never ending. It just kept going. So I want to shout out a few of my favorites and a few that stood out to me. A lot of these are punk, but there is also some rock and some grunge thrown in there as well. We have Sleep Now in the Fire by Rage Against the Machine, both No Such Thing and Bloodstains by Agent Orange, Eye Against Eye by Bad Brains, Six Pack by Black Flag, Lounge Act by Nirvana, Pretty Vacant by the Sex Pistols, Psychotherapy by the Ramones, London Dungeon by the Misfits, Superficial Love, TSOL, Possessed to Skate, Suicidal Tendencies, so on and so on. There are so many others. Seriously, go down the list. And if you are a punk or a rock fan, you will find one of your favorite songs on this list, I'm sure. Next up on this list, let's focus on SSX On Tour, a 2005 snowboarding game developed by EA. It's available on many platforms such as GameCube, PlayStation, Xbox, and even the PlayStation Portable. Who remembers those? I remember wanting one so badly. This is the 4th installment in this series, and it actually introduced skiing into gameplay. Snowboarding was the main focus of the games previously, but this added a fresh new feature into the game. SSX On Tour allows players to create a customizable character and embark on a tour to become a superstar of the slopes. And this includes a soundtrack of so many different genres: rap, punk, rock, alternative, just to name a few. However, punk is definitely very prominent in this game, which makes it a standout from the previous games in this series where it had a more like techno heavy soundtrack. And the soundtrack is kind of integrated into the game rather than using it as a background to gameplay. So some of the rock, punk, and even metal songs in here are Bat Country by Avenged Sevenfold, Romantic Rites by Death From Above, 1979, Let It Go, Def Leppard, My Everything, Goldfinger, Run to the Hills, Iron Maiden, Overkill by Motorhead, Shot Down by Nine Black Alps, Here It Goes Again by OK Go, and Competition Song by Pennywise. Next up, let's dive into the Burnout series. So Burnout is a series of racing games developed by Criterion Games. The first two games were published by Acclaim Entertainment. However, the later installments were published by Electronic Arts. There are many, many games in the series. We have Burnout, Burnout 2 Point of Impact, Burnout 3 Takedown, Burnout Legends, Burnout Revenge, Burnout Dominator, Burnout Paradise, and Burnout Crash, and they are all available on multiple platforms: PlayStation, Xbox, GameCube, various Nintendo consoles, Windows, and iOS. And of course, like all the other games we're talking about, it features a soundtrack with many, many rock and punk songs. So let's go down the list yet again. We have I Wanna Be Sedated by The Ramones, Breathing by Yellow Card, Rise Up by Pennywise, Reinventing the Wheel to Run Over Myself, as well as Dance Dance by Fall Out Boy, I'm Not Okay, I Promise by My Chemical Romance, At Least I'm Known for Something, Newfound Glory, Paper Wings by Rise Against, Sing Along Forever, The Bouncing Souls, Just Tonight, Jimmy Eat World, Want by Goldfinger, Girlfriend by Avril Lavigne, The Archer's Bows Have Broken by Brand New. There are so many, guys. Again, go down the list of this one. I love this. I love when punk and rock songs are featured in video games. I really think it's perfect. So lastly, let's get into the Crazy Taxi franchise. So Crazy Taxi is a series of racing games developed by Hitmaker and published by Sega. It was first available as an arcade video game in 1999, but then was released for the Dreamcast console in 2000, and it is the third best-selling Dreamcast game in the United States. It sold over 1 million copies. In each game, the player assumes the role of a taxi driver who must accumulate money by delivering passengers to their destinations in the fastest time possible, earning tips, performing crazy stunts before the time runs out. And in each installment of the game, there are many punk songs featured on the soundtrack. However, most notably, the games feature many songs by both Bad Religion and The Offspring. So I'm going to assume that the game developers were really big fans of both of these bands because their discography is all over the Crazy Taxi franchise. So from Bad Religion, we have Hear It, Inner Logic, 10 in 2010, and Them and Us. From The Offspring, we have All I Want, Change the World, and Way Down the Line. However, these games do also feature songs from bands like Pivot, Total Chaos, and other punk and rock bands as well. Now, real quick, I have an honorable mention because this game didn't have enough punk songs for me to make a whole segment on it, but I did want to mention NCAA Football 2006, which features Atomic Garden by Bad Religion, Train in Vain, Stand By Me by The Clash, and Jeff Wears Birkenstocks by NoFX. So just real quick, wanted to throw that in there. Those are all the games that I have on this list. Of course, there are so many other games that have incredible punk and rock soundtracks, but these are just some of the most notable, some of the most popular, and also some that had soundtracks that personally really stood out to me as a punk music fan. Overall, I think that rock and punk music is such a perfect complement to video games, especially games that are fast-paced, high energy, like racing games or action adventure games, which are so many of the ones on this list. And I think that punk's like fast-paced, raw aggression is the perfect complement to games like these, and I love that so many games do feature punk music, and there are so many others that I would definitely love to do a part two on, but this was just to name a few. Now, to end out the episode, I have a Song of the Week playlist on Spotify, and every week I let you guys know a song either that I'm loving or kind of goes with the theme of the episode, and I put it onto this playlist. So The song of the week that I've chosen is Nine Is God by Waves. When I was in high school, Waves was one of my favorite bands. I think technically it's just one guy, but we're going to refer to it as a band in this instance. There is a touring group of musicians as well. They do incorporate a lot of like indie surf rock, but they do have some punk elements as well. And their song Nine Is God was featured in GTA 5 as well on one of the other radio stations. And I thought that it would be perfect to put onto my Song of the Week playlist this week, being that this was a video game episode and this was featured in GTA, one of the games that I mentioned. So you can find my Song of the Week playlist listed either in the show notes if you're listening on streaming, or in the YouTube description if you're watching on video. You can find the link. It's on Spotify because I'm a Spotify user. So that is where you can find my playlist. But other than that, thank you all so much for watching. This has just been like a fun, upbeat, lively episode, and I loved it. It's been putting me in a good mood recording this and talking about something fun. I mean, I always have fun recording all of these, but this one in particular was just very upbeat and happy and fun. If you want to follow me and stay tuned for updates, see some short clips, you can follow me at Pretty in Punk Pod on Instagram and TikTok. I'll post some short form clips on there. I'll post some updates on my stories. So be sure to follow me on there and stay tuned for that. And I do post new episodes every single Friday on all streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, wherever you get your podcasts, I will be there. And I'm also on YouTube as well for video podcasts. And you can find all of that, Pretty in Punk, the punk rock podcast. That is where I'll be. But thank you all so much for listening or watching. And I will see you next Friday in the next episode.